He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, December 7th. It's Pearl Harbor Day. Let's get a take on the market this morning. We got the Dow up 3 points. We got the NASDAQ up 15, S&P up 2 points, and we got the Russell up 5.5 points. We have oil up 41 cents to $56.37, and we have gold down $9, and silver down 12 cents, and we got the U.S. 10-year Treasury at, let's see, the bonds at 2.33 this morning. So we have a lot of green in the market today. Good day, good start to the market. And we'll have Bill here shortly. He is on the other line. Hopefully we'll get him here soon. So welcome. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson and Stephen Gunderson. We're going to get Bill here shortly. He is on the other line. And we are going to go through a little bit of the market this morning. It's up so far. Dow's up 50 points. So it's a good day. NASDAQ is up 15. And let's see here. What are the big news going on today? Futures mixed as tech rebounds. U.S. stock index futures are pointing to a mixed open while tech rebounds. So that's good for the NASDAQ. We got hit a little bit earlier this week with the techs and last week. Probably about a 10 to 15% hit in the market on the tech stocks. Hold on here. And we are doing, let's see, Senate Finance Chairman Orrin Hatch said there's a drive to fix the corporate tax rate at 22% rather than 20%, even though his personal preference is for the lower rate. So it looks like they're still working out the tax bill that they're trying to get up and running. I believe that Trump has stuck at 20%. He's not ready to go to 22% yet. So hopefully we get this figured out. It sounds like things are going the right direction though for the tax reform, and I think that eventually we will get there. Hopefully sooner than later. I know Trump wants to sign it before Christmas. I think he wants to do it on Christmas Eve just for the heck of it. Hey Taman, you got Bill there? All right, sorry, everyone. We're having some technical difficulties here. Let's see what else we got in the news this morning. GE, one of Bill's favorite stocks, General Electric. Just kidding if you guys listen to the show at all. They plan to cut 12,000 jobs, and it looks like they're planning to do that probably within the year. According to Bloomberg, the company is planning to slash 12,000 positions in its power business, which will mostly affect professional and production employees outside the U.S. The reductions, accounting for about 18% of GE Power's workforce, could be announced as early as today. So not good news for anyone who works at GE in the power department right before Christmas. That stock has been struggling all year, and probably in direction they need to go to save the stock, but we'll see where it goes from there. Broadcom, symbol AVGO, is up 4.4%. as wireless chips drive the quarter four beat strong and guidance. So that's good news. Broadcom is a big holding we have here at Gunderson Capital Management. And let's see what it's doing this morning. Let's pull up the chart of Broadcom. Yeah, it's up. Coming back a little bit after the strong open. It's up $3.17. But that's a big beat in the market this morning. Let's see, Bitcoin, everyone's favorite holding, Bitcoin. It passed $14,000, and I think it got up to $15,000 this morning. Let me check on Bitcoin here. I know a lot of people out there don't really understand Bitcoin, and to be honest, we don't understand it as much either. But yeah, it passed 15,000 this morning, so that's a big deal if you have Bitcoin. I know we've talked about Bitcoin in the past, and we've been very skeptical of it, but you know, I read an article about Bitcoin last night and how Bill's mentioned it too. 80% of Bitcoin is owned by China. And of course, it's an anti-establishment currency, so it's not controlled by a government or a country. So it's kind of anti-establishment, which is why there's probably so much hype to it. People love that anti-establishment mentality. Hey, is that Bill?
Yeah. Do you have me?
Hey. All right. Yeah, we have you.
I don't know. The radio gods here in Boston must be gremlins here, but we're back on the air. Yeah, I'm
all
live
right
in Boston today.
Yeah.
I'm looking out my window at the downtown skyline. We're here on a little business today. Of course, I'll be working and managing money this morning, like I always do every day of my life. I'm not too far, Stephen, from Fenway Park.
Hey, you can tell the Red Sox that we're going to get Ohtani.
You think so?
I think so.
Well, we'll see. Anyways, the big green monster just around the corner from us here. And you've talked about some of the stocks that are moving. What about Bitcoin hitting? I get an alert about 2 a.m.
I know
that Bitcoin blows through 15,000.
I know. Maybe we should have gotten it in a long time ago.
You told me to open up that Bitcoin wallet, and I said, you know, I don't know about that thing. I know how to make Bitcoin start going down. Buy it.
Yeah, right. Seriously, I know. As soon as everyone else gets in.
Exactly. Well, anyways, hey, one of the stocks, and of course, yesterday we had to play a replay because I was in the air. I was on a flight traveling to Boston, and we're here. And, you know, from the air, I was able to work. That go-go internet, though, is pretty sketchy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty slow, especially when you're looking at charts from MarketSmith. So, you know, one of the stocks of ours that really exploded to the upside yesterday was AeroVironment, which is AVAV.
That's right, yeah.
Look at that chart today. That's solid.
Yeah,
and
that's nice.
AVAV is our Monrovia company, which is just next to Santa Anita Racetrack in Arcadia. AeroVironment is known for their drones for the U.S. government, but their biggest deal right now is electric vehicle charging stations across the western United States. And we own AVAV in our aggressive ultra growth portfolio. They blew away earnings yesterday. I want to say the stock was up, what, 11 or 12% yesterday, somewhere in there?
Yeah,
maybe more. And today it's up another almost.
No, it was up
3%.
Like 25% yesterday.
Oh, you're right. It had a big. Oh, it had a huge day yesterday. You're right. So I saw that news while I was in the boarding the airplane yesterday, and that was good news. Obviously, other stocks in the news that here today, the tech stocks. I want to talk about those just for a minute.
Yeah, they're rebounding nicely today.
Yeah, and you know, I pointed out to you on Tuesday, I said, look at all these tech stocks, how they've landed right on their support level.
Right.
And of course, on Monday, you know, that's what the show, was it Monday or Tuesday? Tuesday, I guess, the show was all about the tech. To me, they look like they're putting in a bottom. And I've had some people write to me and say, hey, is it time to hedge, buy some short positions on the semiconductors or the NASDAQ? I said, boy, I wouldn't be doing that here. To me, it looks a lot more like they're bottoming here than they're going to go lower. And in fact, I think you're looking at a buying opportunity here in a lot of these tech stocks. And you've already mentioned Broadcom. Look at Broadcom today, AVGO, which reported earnings last night. Broadcom beat by a pretty wide margin, and I just think that continues to show great health in the semiconductor industry. And, of course, that's the Applied Materials of the world and the Lam Researches of the world. And
yeah, absolutely. I mean, like we said, the valuations of the companies haven't changed overnight.
No. In fact, they're quite compelling. I can't find more compelling valuations than I can in these tech stocks. And it's not just the semiconductors. It's Facebook, it's Google, it's Amazon, and the big FANG stocks. They continue to have the most favorable PEG ratios. Well, anyways, we've got our technical glitches worked out. I'm here in Boston. Steven's in the Carlsbad Studios. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about, quite a bit actually, some electric car news and other stuff coming up on Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Gunderson live in the Carlsbad suite. I bet it's a little bit warmer in Carlsbad today than it is in Boston today.
Yeah, it's cool this morning, but it's going to warm up.
Well, it wasn't 38 degrees in Carlsbad like it was in Boston. I walked over to the, you know, there's a Dunkin' Donuts on every corner.
Huh.
You're never you're never not within walking distance of a Dunkin' Donuts here on the Eastern Seaboard. Hey, you know, there was another story here yesterday. You remember the other day when the Dow was down 350 points on that ABC report?
Yes.
By the reporter that got suspended for a month.
Brian Ross.
It was fake news.
Yep.
Well, we have another one today, Bloomberg. Last night, I know the futures were reeling. Bloomberg put out a bombshell report that special counsel Robert Mueller had subpoenaed Deutsche Bank for records pertaining to President Trump and his family. Well, guess what? Bloomberg has corrected its report today. Of course, futures were reeling yesterday, last night. The corrected article states that the bank's records pertain to people affiliated with Donald Trump. So what the heck is wrong with these media outlets? It just seems like, you know, they're so anxious with this Russian collusion story that they're sending shockwaves through the market from time to time. Now, here's a big piece of news on an Eastern Seaboard company. How about General Electric today? Do you see the news on that? They're going to lay off a few people.
Yeah, I reported that this at the beginning. Yeah, 12,000 jobs.
12,000 people.
Ouch.
You know, Jeffrey Immelt ought to be in prison for the job that he did. And we know that General Electric is headquartered here in Boston, Massachusetts. I can't tell people why I'm back here. Maybe I'm discussing, looking at General Electric. Who knows? I just, we're back here on a little bit of business. But GE, which is headquartered in Boston, is flat today, but it's been the worst performer in the Dow over the last 12 months. I would say it's been the worst performer in the Dow over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And yet our friend Jeffrey Immelt walked away with millions, tens of millions of dollars from the company while the shareholders completely got screwed. So not a big fan of Immelt, not a big fan of GE. And I'm sure there's 12,000 people today not real happy with General Electric. The company is planning to slash 12,000 positions in its power business, which will mostly affect professional and production employees outside the U.S. But still, that's an awful lot of layoffs there for GE, and I would not be a buyer of GE. But having said that, okay, Stephen, over there on the West Coast, pull up a chart of GE right now. You see the base that GE is building?
Yeah, I see that.
The $18 area and the support level that it's forming.
Yep.
I suppose that the real hardcore, dyed-in-the-wool, bow-tie-wearing, latte-sipping value investors are definitely gobbling up GE shares off the tea and crumpet plate this morning. It's a very popular stock. And who knows where it will be 1 year from now, but suffice it to say, over the last 5 years, the growth at GE, we're talking bottom line earnings growth. This is after sales, after all of the expenses are taken out. Their earnings have been going down by 10% per year on average over the last 5 years. That's pathetic.
Ouch. Ouch.
Absolutely pathetic in performance. Why should I think that over the next 5 years they're going to grow their earnings at 10% per year? It's just hard for me to swallow that tea and crumpet there at tea time here in Boston. Well, I know a lot of the value investors are probably swarming and hovering around General Electric shares. I think I'll stick with my leaders and avoid the laggards. And speaking of utilities, what is going on? How are the fires doing over there? Edison, Southern California Edison stock is getting pounded because they think that they may have some liability in these wildfires that are sweeping through, Ventura County, Moore Park. Have you got
Bel-Air.
Any update for me on the fires?
They're still going, still the only ones that I know of, which is great because it's very windy.
It said it shut down Interstate 405. I was on 405 Saturday night.
I know. Yeah, it
is
shut down both ways.
Blowing?
Oh, yeah. Today's supposed to be the worst day.
Well, it's supposed to snow here today, so
wow.
Welcome to winter weather. Okay, speaking of Bitcoin, I want to throw out a symbol here. Anything technologies media. Now, I don't believe we're going to find this on MarketSmith. EXMT, yeah, symbol not recognized. So we're going to have to go to our Scottrade system to type in EXMT. Because, it's a one-cent stock. Are you kidding me? Anyway, this news on it. They are going to acquire the Bitcoin Superhighway as a wholly owned subsidiary. So not quite sure what that means, but Anything Technologies is co-marketing the newly developed Bitcoin Superhighway and has had a very positive response from the market with the Bitcoin asset acquisition system. So, Stephen, put that one on your radar, okay?
It's yeah, no thanks. It's a fraction of a cent. No thanks.
EXMT. Ford moves to plan their plans for electric car production. Would somebody tweet this to Trump? Ford plans to produce a future electric car in Mexico.
Uh-oh.
Rather than in the U.S., reversing its January announcement that the Flat Rock, Michigan assembly plant would serve it as its main electric vehicle production site. So that's bad news for Flat Rock, Michigan. Instead, they're going to move that electric vehicle, future electric vehicle plant, to Mexico. Well, that's not a good deal. But on the other hand, you know, the other side of this electric car equation is the autonomous car, and Ford plans to convert its suburban Detroit factory into a manufacturing hub for future driverless cars. They're hiking their anticipated investment in the plant from $900 million from $700 million, and they see a big future in the autonomous cars industry. And we talked about the Aero Environment, AVAV, which is an infrastructure play on this autonomous superhighway that is being built. There was a 20-year-old behind the Uber data breach. I don't know if you saw this. He called Uber. He said, "Hey, guys, I got a bunch of data. I'll give it back to you, but I want $100,000. It was a 20-year-old.
Should have asked for more.
Huh?
He should have asked for more.
Uber paid the $100,000. He gave him the data.
Wow.
They've got their data back, but a 20-year-old, that's a new way to rob banks. Yeah. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about a few chip stocks, including Taiwan Semiconductor. This is Bill Gunner.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm And now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You're listening to Bill Gunderson. I'm broadcasting live from the city that is headquarters to not only the Boston Red Sox, but also to General Electric. I think I'll drive by GE headquarters today and just see if there's people being laid off, you know. We've been rough on GE, haven't we?
Yeah, it's got to be an ugly scene.
Anyways, hey, look, I just believe in buying the leaders and not the laggers. And I thought we would take some time here this morning to talk about one of those leaders. You notice the NASDAQ's now up 30 points.
Yeah, almost and, 40. Almost 40.
Okay, well, I like that even better.
Yeah.
Your numbers in Carlsbad are even better than mine here in Boston. So I'll go with 40.
All right.
One stock I want to definitely feature here today is Broadcom. And I want to go through the particulars of Broadcom. Broadcom is the old Avago technology symbol, A-V-G-O. When they purchased Broadcom, they changed the name to the company that they acquired. And now it is Broadcom Limited, but they kept the old symbol, which is A-V-G-O. And the company is now headquartered in Singapore. Now, what I like about Broadcom is they're a very diversified semiconductor company. They make analog ICs for telecom, industrial, automotive. There's that automotive booming market and the computing market. And I think you mentioned, Stephen, in the first quarter of the show that a lot of their earnings growth is coming from wireless semiconductors, right? Wireless chips?
Yep.
Exactly. Well, you know, we own Broadcom in not only our premier growth portfolio, but we also own it in our income and growth portfolio because they do pay a dividend yield. They pay a dividend yield of 1.5%. Now, all things being equal, I would rather own a nice growth stock like this. In fact, maybe you can look up the numbers here. What has their earnings growth been like over the last 5 years, Stephen?
50% per year.
50% per year. What was GE again? Minus 10?
Minus 10, yeah.
All right. But you get a bigger dividend in GE.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dividend yield of GE right now is 5.4%. That's going to be cut. I can almost guarantee that's going to be cut in half. I could be wrong, but I think it'll be cut in half. Meanwhile, over in Singapore at Broadcom, the dividend yields only 1.5%, but the returns of the stock have dwarfed the returns of not only GE, but also of the stock market. Let's just take a look at the relative return. Now, let's look at the actual returns first of AVGO versus the market. Over the last 12 months, the stock price of Broadcom is up 60%, while the market's up 18.9%. Over the last 5 years, now here, this is just so amazing to me. Tell me again what their five-year growth of earnings has been.
It was 50% per year.
Okay. Guess what their return has been over the last 5 years of the stock.
Take a wild 50%. Guess. 50%.
Yeah, 50% per year. How many times does Gunderson have to say it?
Stocks follow earnings.
This is the shirt we need to print.
Right.
Stocks follow earnings.
Yep.
They don't follow they'll follow Morgan Stanley downgrades for a day or two or a week or two. They'll follow the herd rotating out of a leading sector into a lagging sector for a week or two. But in the end, they come back to the mother's milk of stock price appreciation, and that's earnings growth. Okay, so look at that correlation there. A company that grows its earnings over the last 5 years by 50% per year, and the stock has returned what? 50%.
50%.
Pretty amazing. I see that all the time. I see that correlation all the time. Now, just for fun, GE has not obviously returned anything near that. But let's take a look now. The momentum on Broadcom is quite good. The returns are quite good. The market cap, it's a $100 billion company. It's a mega cap. I consider anything over $100 billion to be a mega cap. Broadcom has a fairly conservative risk profile, maybe moderate, but it's a growth stock. Now, we know that the performance has been good, but I also pay a lot of attention to the valuation. So let's pull up Broadcom on our app, the Best Stocks Now app, AVGO. I think one of the very best features of the app are the valuations. Okay. So let's say I'm a guy, I own Broadcom, and recently it's gone through a little bit of a sell-off. It hit a high recently of about 283. It pulled back to the 260s. So that's about a 7 or 8% correction that's recently gone through, okay?
Got it.
Now look at Broadcom on a technical point of view. Look at a one-year chart of Broadcom. What did the stock, what moving average did the stock recently hit, and now it's bouncing off of it?
Landed on its 50-day.
Exactly. Right on its 50-day moving average. And I would say that the stock has extremely good support at about 250. It got down to about 253 here recently. Its resistance levels at about 285. But now let's look at the valuation of the shares. Now, this is critical. If you're a stock investor and you're worried about these temporary moves in stocks that test your patience, that cause you a little pain, do me a favor. Take a look at the five-year valuation, all right? Well, we've got a stock that's currently trading at 14.5 times earnings. And what was the market on Friday? Didn't we report about 18.1 or something like that?
18.3.
18.3, okay. The S&P 500 is currently trading at 18.3 times forward earnings. Broadcom, on the other hand, is only trading at 14.6 times forward earnings. It's trading at a steep discount to the market. In addition to this, now Broadcom has been growing their earnings by 50% per year over the last 5 years. Going forward, the projection is 15% per year, which I think is probably a little bit on the conservative side. I can't really see them slowing down from 50 all the way down to 15, but those are the numbers I'm using. If it's trading at 14.5 times earnings with a 15% growth rate, that means it's trading at a discount to its growth rate. Do you have the PEG ratio up there, Stephen, there in Carlsbad?
Yep.
What's
point,
the PEG ratio?
0.97, less than 1.
Less than 1. It comes in at 0.97. Okay, so now, if we extrapolate those earnings estimates, they're expected to make $18 per share in earnings next year. And if we extrapolate those out at 15% per year over the next 5 years and apply a reasonable multiple to those potential future earnings, what do we have as a five-year target price on Broadcom?
We have $455 a share.
Isn't that nice? We're talking the same language. He's in Carlsbad. I'm in Boston. We're both looking at the Best Stocks Now app, which brings us together here in valuation. We have a five-year target price of $455. Where's the stock today?
Let's see. Today it's at 270.
Yeah. Okay, so it has about 80% upside potential over the next 5 years. Now, let me just ask you this. Okay, so if you've watched the stock over the last week or two, over the last month, the stock's down 5%, and it's corrected by about 7 or 8%. Does it not help? Does it not ease the pain just a little bit? Is it not like taking a couple of aspirin and maybe a Rolaid to see that the five-year target price is $455 per share and the stock's trading at $280 per share? That's why those valuations are so darn important. They're not the whole equation. They're half of the equation. Sometimes, you know, the valuations are wrong. Sometimes the analysts are starting to downgrade those earnings, but I have not seen that in Broadcom, nor have I seen it in the chip sector, and it's just a matter of time. I think it's happening now. You got the NASDAQ up how many points right now, Stephen?
We are up, let's see, NASDAQ's up 43 points.
There you go. Coming back to valuation, not Morgan Stanley downgrade. Let's give another example when we come back. Bill Gunderson in Boston, Stephen Gunderson in Carlsbad. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill. Wow, this NASDAQ is starting to lift off. I don't know if you've looked here recently, Stephen, at our holdings, but they're starting to take off. You know, look, when's the last time we had any pain in the market?
It's been since at least last year, over last year.
It's been a while. And, you know, when there's no pain in the market for a long period of time, when a little pain comes along, I guess, you know, people aren't used to it. Well, I'm in my third decade in the market. I've suffered much pain over the years, much, much, much pain. But I've learned a few lessons during those you know, over 22 years in the market. Pain's going to come along from time to time, and you have to be willing to endure a little pain, okay? So I would say that the average chip stock, the average leadership tech stock recently has corrected over the last 2 weeks. Is that what it's been, about 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. They've corrected anywhere from 7 to 15%. And the chip stocks are more in that 15% range, while the FANG stocks, the Facebooks, the Apples, the Amazons, the Netflixes, the Googles of the world, have been more in that 7% range. So all of these people, like me, who have built the portfolio around leadership stocks instead of laggard stocks like General Electric and IBM and all the rest, have suffered a little pain over the last couple of weeks. I've even had a few people, they didn't cry uncle, but they were ready.
What they got close. Yeah.
Yeah. What should we do? I'm getting worried. I don't want to give up all of my gains for the year. Well, you know, I told people what I do as an individual professional investor handling many accounts for people all across America. I went through every one of my positions on Monday. I looked at the technical pattern. How close are we to the support level? Are we breaking the support level? Because that would be a major warning sign. I never saw any of the leadership stocks break their support levels, number one. Number two, I looked at how far they had corrected. And as I just said, because I have a number in my head where I say that's, no, I don't like that. Now that's going beyond what's normal. Don't like it at all. I never saw any of that. Also, like a rubber band, the limits were getting stretched a little bit. And, Stephen, you and I can always tell by our volume of incoming calls and by the emails we get that all of a sudden the pain's getting a little bit tough on people, right?
Right.
But I'm still saying the vast majority of our people understand the market, and there's going to be some pain from time to time. But the most important part of this whole exercise on trying to figure out whether the pain is going to get worse or whether it's just some pain that we have to endure along the way, which is like going and working out at the gym. I haven't worked my triceps for a while, Stephen, so I did a little triceps on Monday. All my triceps have been sore since then. But that little pit of pain that I endured is going to pay off in the long run. But the most important part of the whole exercise of assessing the pain is the valuations. And I think earlier in the week we went through STM Electronics. We went through Applied Materials. I remember doing Applied Materials. We just did Broadcom. Nothing has changed with the earnings. Nothing has changed with the growth rates. Nothing has changed with our target prices. Nothing. The only thing that has changed is the sentiment. And I'm of the belief that that change in sentiment is temporary. You had a lot of rebalancing from the mutual funds, more than I thought there would be. And, of course, this spills over into people, individuals that start to panic when they start to see their stocks going down. They say, what's going on here? There must be something wrong. Everyone's selling. I need to sell, too. Well, that's just the herd mentality that you don't want to get caught up in. People that get caught up in the herd mentality almost always get stung eventually, or they get stung. As I look back over the last 8 years and 8 months of this bull market, and if you're out there listening to my show, how many times have you buckled at the knees and sold? Well, every time you sold over the last 8 years and 8 months, guess what? You were wrong. Yeah.
We've been hearing for the past 8 years multiple times that the market was at a top from certain people.
Exactly. And there's not a day that goes by that somebody who listens to the show or one of my clients does not send me an email with some dire prediction put out by some newsletter writer of an impending market crash. That's been going on for 8 years and 8 months now. Well, if every time there's a little bit of pain in the market, you've got to run to the sidelines and sell everything and panic. Do you know how much that has cost you over the last 8 years and 8 months? Now, I'm not saying that there's not going to be a time when it is time to run to the sidelines. But as I revisited all of those valuations on Monday and again on Tuesday, and as I reevaluate and go through them again today, I still say that the market's going higher, and I still say that the leadership stocks are the ones with the best growth, the best peg ratios, and there's not a better sector in the market right now than the technology sector. Now, I've warmed up to a lot of others. I've got exposure to the automotive sector. I'm starting to do a little exposure to the energy sector. We own financials and some other, you know, different stocks from this. I bought a transportation stock recently. So anyways, you know, you're just going to have to put up with a little pain from time to time in the market. And this has been one of those times. But if you did, now you're starting to get your reward as the NASDAQ is starting to lift off again. You know what happens now, Stephen? All those people that sold because of the pain, what are they doing now?
You got to get back in.
Oh, you got to get back in before this train leaves the station. Well,
yeah.
This train is leaving the station. I've got a little bit of work to do here on the portfolios today. Got a little business in Boston.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.